ESPN Kansas City presents Golf Underground, powered by Mariner Wealth Advisor, helping you navigate your financial future.
Welcome to Golf Underground ESPN Radio, here back in studio with the very handsome Kevin Ward and your host. Other host is Brian Sullivan. Wardo, good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see that handsome face yet another week.
I know.
Another great week in the golf world, too. Matt Wolf taking it down. Third tour start of his career. Fresh out of college, out of Okie State. Guy has a unique but efficient golf swing. Really fun to watch that that all go down and him make that eagle putt on the last.
I know. That was off the charts, huh? Imagine that third tournament.
Third tournament. Kid just won the NCAAs. He's got a unique, let's just call him a unique instructor out of Cali, and the guy kind of teaches a little bit of a different golf swing, and there you go.
Does he teach that golf swing?
He teaches a lot of what he does.
All right. And so if you had to describe it, what would you say? Because over the weekend, over a few beers, my buddy's like, that's like, it's got a little Jim Furyk. A little vodka in it, a little Sully loop-de-loop. I mean, it had all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that's being taught. Gives me hope.
Well, he doesn't teach the flip, which you have, but he does, you know, he teaches the kind of the cross the line, the reroute it, drop it back on plane and rotate. And Matt does a lot of those things very, very well. Clearly, he has that little trigger, that little hitch that, you know, we probably won't go about implementing that in your swing, but we might try it up at Dismal this weekend.
Yeah, we got a nice trip this week, don't we?
We do.
Where are we going, Wardo?
We are headed up to Mullen, Nebraska for Dismal River. It is a great golf course, 36-hole property. We're going to take the boys up, take a little nice little puddle jumper up to save, you know, your time's valuable, so we're going to fly.
Yeah, we got to be private. You got to be private, yeah. I'm pretty big time now, you know.
And we may have it stocked with VODs, we may not. So.
What would be the reason we would not?
We're not
flying the damn plane, Wardo. I mean, we're just sitting in back, right?
Yes. You're gonna be just fine. You sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, well, Dismal River, a great sponsor of the Golf Underground. And so it's not only a golf course and golf club. I mean, I see horses on this website. I see people like shoot AK-47s. I mean, is this going to freak me out a little bit? This might be too much for me.
It's going to be amazing. My boy ZP that played college golf with at KU, he's a great entertainer. We're going to have Joel, who owns the club, on the show. We're going to do a show impromptu up there. You just don't know it yet.
Well, you know what? Our today's guest, we did everything we could to get him up to, or should I say down to Dismal River from his very fancy Thurston Howell Establishment Ranch in Montana. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from Montana, we have the one and only Matt Castle. Matty, are you there?
Hey, buddy.
My boy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
Look at you. You're up to your old tricks, aren't you? But now that let's put you in front of a microphone, let you talk to all these people, this is amazing.
So, you know, I didn't hear from you about this Dismal River trip.
Don't worry, I'm still working on it with the missus, let's be honest.
Really?
Will you make it happen, Matt? Please do it.
I would love to make this happen. I went on that website. It looked incredible. Like you said, they've got sniper shooting. I mean, it's like a Disneyland for men, let's be honest. We got golf, sniper shooting, horseback riding, everything that you could possibly want.
It's amazing. Just bring the missus with you. She can go get her nails done. I think there's a spa that they added this year, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and they also have paddles, so she can spank me when I'm back. That would be great.
they do have that. They have that.
Hey, by the way, hey, so Matt, meet my boy Wardo. Wardo, meet Matt.
Wardo, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, Matt? A big fan of you, big fan of what you've done in the league, and hopefully I'll be a bigger fan of your golf game if you ever retire.
You won't be, because you'd have to give me a whole bunch of strokes, so it'll be awesome.
Hey, listen, how is the golf game, Matty? By the way, listener, just so you know, this is Matt Castle, NFL quarterback, joining us in the underground. You and I have been buddies for a long time, and when you weren't preparing for a Kansas City Chiefs football game, you and I would sneak out at night. We'd play four holes. We'd bring a big tin of Skol, and we would hide it from our wives. Remember that? We'd hide it from our wives?
Yes. And when they did find it, they would put mulch in there, and I would still throw it in my mouth and think that it was just normal. I was like, gosh, this really dried out quick. What's going on here?
Are you playing any golf these days, brother?
You know what? I've been out a few times. When you have five kids, it really puts a damper on your golf game and just the ability to keep them all up upright and safe. So I played a little bit here and there, but not as much as I want to be. You know what I mean? But, you know, I can still hit it, but I still can't do anything around the greens, let's be honest.
Well, it sounds like you need to re-engage with your former nanny, Stephanie Hintz, so that you can have more time to play some golf.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've had a blast from the past there. That's exactly right. What's she doing these days? Is she still available because I need her.
I think she's old out.
All right, I got a funny story. I just thought of this. So about 4 years ago, I'm playing in the member guest with Brian Bamesberger out at Loch Lloyd, and we're driving we're driving his cart back to his house, but past the fitness center out there, and it's dark. It's probably 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. We had a couple of adult beverages, and there's someone there's a blonde in there working out. And so I go, stop the cart, stop the cart. I think I recognize that person. So I go in and it's super dark. She's got her headphones on. And so I grab like a bar and I start doing like overheads. I start doing overhead squats and she turns around and about loses it. I scared her so bad.
And this was one of the Hintz girls?
Yeah, that was his former nanny.
Stephanie.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that is so funny. Yeah, she can work out now. She definitely is a motivated individual.
Oh, my God. Really? That would be funny just to watch you buffing, right?
It was amazing. I scared. Literally, it would have been, she may or may not have urinated herself. But.
Hey, was this before or after Matt and his brother were driving in their golf cart? Coming off, I believe, Matt, you can correct me on this. I believe you were coming off the ninth green. And
yes,
one
That's
of
exactly
you,
right.
Well, maybe you tell the story, and then I'll massage it a little bit if you're inaccurate.
Well, let's be honest. We were coming off the ninth. We just had won our little pool right there. I felt pretty confident about it, and we're going up to the clubhouse. Well, somebody in front of us, and I don't know who it was, for some reason really thought it would be a good idea to stop right in the middle of the street. Well, I've got the extra little speed package on it, and I'm going, okay, let's kick this thing into high gear. I got to get up there, get a few adult beverages before we hit the next round. And the next thing I know, I'm not really paying attention, and I'm leaning back to get a beer in the back, and I slam my brand new golf cart right into the back of him. My brother goes flying out, hits his head. I go up, almost break my wrist. You know, all the beers go everywhere and break the front axle of my golf cart. It was great. It was great. It was a good start to the tournament.
That is not good.
Day one.
It was day one, and you haven't been back to play in the Wummel since.
I haven't. No, it probably was a good thing because I was hurting for a while after that one.
Well, and let's also be honest. It wasn't the only golf cart accident that you or I had. I think probably in maybe that was 2009, 2010. We crashed carts pretty regularly.
Yeah, we did, and we almost died in that thunderstorm. Who thought golf was so dangerous? Remember that thunderstorm that came in, and we had to hide?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, over there, because the thunder strikes were so close that we were like, oh, my God, we're going to die out here. We stood there for 30 minutes waiting for the storm to pass, and then we went out and golfed again. We have no problem with that.
Do you know when that was? Do you know
that
the day? What day?
No.
What is my special golf day every year?
July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Right? How did I know that?
That's the big day. That's my big golf, because my birthday is July 4th. I didn't get a card, by the way, Maddie. But it's July 3rd.
You didn't get that present I sent you? It was really nice.
No, I know. No, we did. We were coming up, and Wardo, you'll know this. So at Loch Lloyd, we're coming up to this ninth green, or not ninth, it was eighth green, elevated green. And right behind there is Fireworks City. Hot 103 jams, right? It's like the joint up there, right? I mean, there are tents, there are friggin', you name it. There are more bouncy houses and Keystone Lights going on up there. And this bolt of lightning comes right over the green. And there was nowhere to go, right? So, Matt, we just stood there, and we had two choices to make. We either, you know, we either run, which we couldn't run anywhere, or we just crack a nice beer, and that's what we did.
You know what? We thought it was a safe haven for us. If anything, we were going to die happy.
I love it. I love it. Matt, where are you living now?
You know what? We're in Nashville. We made home in Nashville. We were there in 2016-17 with the team, and we fell in love with it, and bought some property out there with the five kids and all that, and right outside of Nashville, actually in Franklin. So that's home, but we got to come home for the end of June and the month of July. We're in Manhattan Beach now. Got to come back to Los Angeles. We still have a place out there. And then we just went up to Montana for about a 5-day trip with all the kids, and we're moving cattle. I flipped an ATV with my son on it. That's always good.
No.
Go home and tell the missus. Oh, First day, we get on the ATV, and she's like, are you sure, honey? Let's make sure you're safe. And I'm looking down the downshift. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Next thing I know, I catch the edge of a ditch as I'm looking down the shift. And we go tip the thing over right into a huge ditch and completely covered in mud and water. And my son's screaming. He's fine. He's fine.
Was it Maddie? Were you with Maddie?
Oh, yeah, Maddie. Maddie said he hurt his knee, but then he came back around. So then, but it was an incredible experience. We got to play. We got a place up in Darby, Montana, which is southwest side of the state. You fly into Missoula and get out there, but it is beautiful country and just a lot of fun.
That is awesome. How is Nashville? Where do you play golf over there?
You know what? Whoever invites me, you know, they got Brentwood Country Club. They've got Nashville Golf. I don't know. They've got so many golf clubs out there. So whoever invites me, right now I'm looking to see which club I need to join. So if you guys have any connections, just let me know.
Absolutely. Really? I'm going to fly over there. I got some clients over there. I'm going to fly over there. We're going to play a little golf. We're going to do a little scope out some clubs over there and see what we can get you into for free.
That would be awesome. Let's do that. That sounds like the better plan than what I had, which is pay full price.
And I might even give you some lessons, of course, for free.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to need a bunch of them, so yeah. That'll be great.
Hey, listen, yeah, Maddie, he's you. This guy's. Wait, who was the who was the guy who was the big arm coach, so the baseball coach? Tom Couch, was it? Who was your guy?
Tom House.
I've heard that guy talk. I heard him talk at a TPI, Titleist Performance Institute, golf summit last October. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, didn't you? You worked on strength, right, with him?
All arm speed and accuracy.
Out there and did all the arm stuff, and then they've kind of evolved since then. And a bunch of quarterbacks are now going to them. They've got a whole setup in California, over here in Southern California, doing all that stuff. But yeah, I was kind of one of the first three or four guys that start going to them, and then very soon thereafter, it kind of took off for them. And, you know, because it's all about the body and the dynamics of how it all works together and the rotational stuff. That what applies to throwers probably is the same thing that applies to anybody hitting a baseball or anybody that applies to swinging a golf club. So it's really interesting stuff, and it all starts from the ground up, and it's just scientifically interesting to learn more about velocity and everything else and arm strength and where it all comes from and where your power comes from. And he's done a great job, and he's been doing it for a really long time.
Well, let me just tell you this, Matt. Your kinematic sequencing and your throwing motion is a lot more efficient than Sully's golf swing. I've seen graphs. I've put charts all over them. It looks like a wet octopus.
Oh, you know what? But he finds a way to get it done, right?
He does get in the hole.
You know what? Is there any other guy that you want to be playing golf with than Brian Sullivan? I mean, is it not just 5 hours of just pure entertainment? That's what I'm – it's the best thing ever. Like I said, when I lived in Kansas City, that's all we did was we'd get out almost – I only had one or two kids at that time before the whole litter came, and we would get out every night, and we'd go out and play that nine the back loop, or we'd play nine. We'd get out and play as many times as we could, and it was a blast every single time.
So funny story real quick before we go to commercial. So I work with a couple of New Zealand kids that play for KU right now, and they came on the show. They're great kids, great accents, whatever. And I see them the other day, and I my roommate in college was our U.S. Open champion, Gary Woodland, and Gary's there. I'm there working with them on their games, and I'm like, we're going to play tomorrow. And they're like, well, is Sully going to play? And they got the U.S. Open champion right next to him, and they want to know about Sully, and can Sully play?
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. That's exactly right. And you say, sometimes you have to answer honest, right? You're like, sometimes you can.
Exactly.
No, most of the time he's pretty good.
Exactly. They love him. They love him.
I'm getting a double team today. This is nice. Maddie.
Yeah, look at that. Just all over you. Buddy.
They are all over me. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a little commercial break. We come back, we're going to have another segment of Matt Castle, This Is Your Life. From your days in Kansas City. Welcome home. We are with Matt Castle on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane. Engagement rings with a classic look will never go out of style. Classic rings have clean lines that give them a simple elegance. Shane Company has the state's largest selection of exclusive engagement rings in every price range. Whether classic or contemporary, choose a unique yet timeless ring in platinum, 14-karat white gold, yellow gold, or our signature shade of rose gold. The simplicity of the classic design will make your center stone look larger than life. Select from thousands of hand-picked natural diamonds, rubies, or sapphires. We have them in every shape, from traditional round or oval to trending emerald cut and pear shape. With our direct sourcing, you'll get the most beautiful engagement ring with a breathtaking center stone at the best price in town. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
What do you think about your insurance? Chances are it's when you're paying your bill or filing a claim. At Briar Payne Mead, we always think about your insurance. It's what we do. Buying a car, having a baby, building a home, starting a business. Then it's time to call BPM at 913-6810-099 or visit us on the web at bpminsurance.com. Great service and extremely competitive rates from the top-rated companies. Briar Payne Mead, 913-6810-099. That's 913-6810-099.
The Keatsman House is really cool, thanks to Santa Fe Air Conditioning.
Hi, this is Brian Sullivan, co-host of Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City. Hey, when I'm not bringing my fantastic double-digit handicap to the course, my company, Precise Selling, works with companies to create sales champions. Hey, the best golfers get to the top by having a swing process and a game plan from the time they step on the first tee to the time they finish their putt on 18. Now, at Precise Selling, we teach salespeople how to prepare for each sales call. We give them a process to steal customers from their biggest competitor, sell more to current customers, and negotiate like a pro. So come see me at PreciseSelling.com to learn how we can help turn your team into a team of top sales performers. Welcome back, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio. Keep that going, Nathan. We're going to play a little Name That Artist for our guest today, Mr. Matt Castle here. Matt, it's not obvious. It's not obvious.
What is that, Sade? Sade? My goodness, what is that?
No, it'll come. It'll come here. Nah, boy, it's a big lead-in. It's your one and only favorite artist. Who is your favorite artist?
Is it Hornsby?
It's more Hornsby, Matt Castle.
But
this wasn't on our iPods back in the day, though. And I don't know this one.
Oh, no.
You didn't have an iPod back in the day. You had a boombox. Come on, Sully.
Well, that was way back in the day. I mean, that's back. That's way back there. But yeah. So that was what Matt and I we would play Bruce Hornsby, and Matt would he would just blurt out. I'd say, "What do you want to listen to next?" And what would you say?
More Hornsby.
You know, he kind of reminds me of Pete Dante a little bit. He kind of does. What is it with these California guys? I love this.
Listen, I know. How long did I tell you I wanted to meet Dante? We had Dante on, Matt, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, you know, from the Waterboy and all that stuff.
He was amazing.
he was, we, I mean, we had to bleep it. I mean, the words coming out of his mouth, the FCC was probably.
Oh, no, at least I know to filter myself for radio, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you've had more than a few interviews in your day. Hey, by the way, while we were at commercial break, Wardo brought up an interesting stat as he's looking at the Matty Castle bio. He said, holy cow, Matt was born 10 days after me, right? Was it after or before?
After.
After. And he has 5 kids, and I'm not married yet. What life advice might you give to him?
I mean, you know, it's all about what you want in life. Do you want to go on these wonderful golf trips and you can shoot sniper rifles and do all that? Or do you want to run around with your head cut off watching a 1-year-old and 3-year-old tell you what to do? I mean, there's positives in both, you know? I don't know.
I like it. Hopefully Turtle's listening right now, but yeah, she gets mad at me every day but about something, but I'm good to the dog. The dog's a child. That's one.
No, it is. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, you can, yeah. I mean, the great part about a dog is you can lock it in the cage and leave. I mean, the bad part, yeah, you can't do that with children, so it's a little bit more responsibility, but I get it. Yeah, it's definitely responsibility.
Yeah, I clearly have not grown up. Yeah. By the way, do you remember a golfer from USC? I think he knew you, Chris Botsford.
Chris Botsford's one of my great buddies. He's awesome.
So we grew up, we played many tours together. We're the same age I played at KU, so we played against USC a lot in college, and then... We both lived in Arizona. I haven't talked to him in several years, but we had a ton of the mutual buddies, and we hung out quite a bit out in Arizona.
That's so cool. What a small world. He's such a great guy.
Tell him you're on Wardo's show. He's awesome.
I can't wait to tell him.
I need to get his number and text him. I'm sure he still has the same number. But
yeah, I'll send it to Sully after the show.
I love it.
Hey,
I love it.
You know what's coming up here in a couple of weeks, too, Matty? The American Century... celebrity golf extravaganza in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, that thing wore me out a little bit the last time I was there. I think I finished one or two ahead of Charles Barkley. That's where I was in that standing. My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I got my work cut out then.
You're right.
Let me tell you something. I think I probably had Spalding golf clubs at that point. But at the same time, my brother was my daddy. He did nothing. He added no value to that round whatsoever. He would lag behind and talk to people in the audience and everything else. I'm going, Jack, what do you think on this putt? He goes, I don't know. What do you think? I was like, I think I'm going to miss it is what I think. I have no idea what to do right now. I think on hole number 2, this is a great story. I'm sitting there. I'm playing with Carson Palmer and Matt Schaub. Hole number 2, it's a tee box. It's a narrow tee box through the trees and opens up into a fairway with the water on the right. You just have to hit it left. Well, I hit this ball off a tee box. It ricochets off a huge tree, comes right back about 5 feet in front of me. No joke. Then I hit my second shot, ricochets off another tree on the left, comes, drops right down. The third shot's in the water. I'm done. I take my double bogey. Thanks for coming.
Unbelievable.
They give you a max of double?
Oh, yeah, max of double. Keep the round moving, babe.
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I want to dive in a little bit more because I'm just a geek on all of this stuff. But back to the Tom House kind of throwing motion stuff. Talk a little bit about what life is like as a quarterback in the NFL or college and kind of the things that you're working on with your throwing coach or in the training room.
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is every offseason you kind of go back and you sit down, you watch yourself, you evaluate yourself, you're trying to figure out what can I do better. A lot of what we do, like anybody, is we have to really evaluate ourselves honestly, and a lot of what we do with it is our footwork, and the biomechanics is kind of what we discussed before of throwing and having your solid base underneath you, and then with that, you know, staying on balance, because so much of what we do is it's very rare where you're sitting in the pocket and you get a clean pocket all the time and you get to just sit back there and let the ball go. It's a lot of movement stuff and a lot of things, and when you do move, you got to still stay on balance and remain on balance. So like every offseason, you try to pick a few different things because you can't work on all of them, but things that you want to improve, things you want to get better at, whether it's sometimes it's throwing the deep ball, other times it's working on the play action stuff and coming off and with movement and throwing the ball. So there's a ton that goes into that. Tom House also was one of those guys that really introduced a ton of arm exercises for a ton of these quarterbacks throughout the league that really you work to improve the strengthening component of the rotator cuff and everything else that assembles in the back of your shoulder to make it more powerful and make it so where you don't have any arm issues as you move forward. forward in your career as you get a little bit older and stuff like that. So it was all very helpful stuff. And some things you might say to, for some people are more beneficial than others. And so you kind of gravitate to those exercises more than others. But all of the stuff, it has a component of helping you to improve just your overall biomechanics.
I love it. I love it. Sully, did you hear that? You do drills to get better and more power and preserve the body.
No, dude, you just go out and play, Sully. That's
why you do it.
Time, you just go out and play.
You know what? You play to win the game, Matt. You play to win the game, okay?
Yes, you do. In some games you play to win. Others you just play to have fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, I try to play to win the game, but a lot of times, like I said, when you're giving away 10 strokes or when you're getting 10 strokes, it's really not fair because you know you're losing, really. But you make it fun for better.
I know. Well, you know, in reality, while you two are nerding out over here, talking about balance, at Wardo, this did bring me to when we had George Brett in studio. Now, Wardo's been coaching George Brett on his golf game for many years.
I'm going to fire him and take on Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could.
No, but
this
Brett.
Like the Haney Project or whatever the heck.
All right. The Hank Haney.
I think the only thing that George Brett's ever paid for in Kansas City is golf lessons from me. I said, I'm not working with you. He's like, what? What?
Does he pay?
That's so good.
Hell yes, he pays.
Good. Wow.
Pay, charge him double because all he does is talk.
Oh, he's a legend. We went out to lunch one time when I first got there. And I think I said a total of 10 words the entire time we sat down, but it was incredible just sitting there listening to him. I mean, he's a legend, so it was awesome.
Yeah, he's the best. He's just a good old dude that he's fun to hang around with and be around. And, you know, he still likes to be in the limelight a little bit. Why would you not?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and we had him in, Maddie, we had him in, we had a Masters preview show. So we had Tom Watson on. And then we had George come in the studio, and he loved it because he was on for an hour, and we didn't talk one word about baseball. He is such a golf nerd now that these guys are talking about balance, like you're sitting here talking, posture, right? Picking the smallest point in the fairway and aiming at it. And I'm listening to these two nerds, and I'm like, get me the hell out of here. This is a little too heavy for me.
I like it. I like to nerd out on this stuff.
Did he tell the story when you were his caddy and he ripped you?
Who, Watson?
Yeah, Watson.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I didn't bring up the story with Watson, but I will tell it now for the listeners.
Come on, that was one of the best stories ever.
I know. All right, so I'll tell the listeners. I had a caddy for Tom Watson for the opening of the Watson Golf Course at Loch Lloyd, and I was all excited because I grew up caddying, and I remember I put the white outfit on. I mean, it looked like I was.
Oh yeah, you did the whole deal.
Yeah, it was like at Augusta. And I meet him at about 7:15 in the morning, and I'm all official. You know, I'm every time he swings the club, I'm cleaning it off, and I'm trying not to talk too much, although that was difficult. And we built a really nice rapport, and then we go on the first tee box, and Wardo, this is absolutely horrible. So I have his rangefinder in my big white caddy outfit. On the first tee box, he says, can I have the rangefinder? It won't come out of my pocket. No lie. Not just once, not twice. I couldn't get it out of my pocket. And so he's staring at me.
It's like when you got the eye patch stuck in Austin.
You'll have to hear that. I had an eye patch, man. Well, that's a different story. Anyway, so our relationship changed right on a dime. I think he thought I was, I was like Warren from Something About Mary, the kid with the Sony Walkman. And so then we walk up and he asked me to on the second hole, what's the yardage here? And I said, well, we're about 138. And he looked at me in the eye and he said, what do you mean about? Sully, there's no about in about. I'm like, what are you, Aristotle, for crying out loud? What is that? What is that? So we got off to a rough start, you know, but I think we all healed it. Wardo healed it because he kind of likes Wardo.
That's why he's won about a gazillion majors and almost won one when he was 63 years old. So,
yeah.
Well, let's take it to break. And after break, you know what? I want to geek out and hear some Matty Castle football stories. I want to hear about some cool quarterbacks, some not-so-cool quarterbacks here in Chiefs Nation.
Hey, Matty, would you be prepared to give us the PG-13 version of one or more of your trips to the Kentucky Derby with all your knuckleheads?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would love that.
Yeah, that's that. That's one of my classic Matt Cassel stories. We're having a wonderful time with our great buddy, Matty. I miss and I love him. He's back in studio. The only way I can get him on the phone is by getting him on the radio, so I'm pumped about
that's it. That's wrong. He only calls once every 6 months, and it's usually on Christmas Day when I can't answer.
All right, we're with Matt Cassel, Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
This is Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM. Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Wardo, I'm so sick of my handicap rising, and every year I feel like I'm losing yardage. Do you have a solution for me?
Of course I do. SwingFit is a goal-focused platform that is fitness-based, centered around getting your golf game better. SwingFit will help you become more biomechanically sound in the gym and on the golf course. From the golf perspective, what you're going to see is a series of movement patterns and drills in order to get you better and to help you achieve your goals. You will be introduced to some exercise centered around increasing golf strength and club head speed.
The team at SwingFit is TPI certified, which is the gold standard for those tour players you watch on Sundays. If you want to take the next steps to hitting the ball like them, call 913-269-1300 for more information or go to thegolfstable.com.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, live TV, and more with Xfinity. Just use the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote to find your favorites. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
The American Cancer Society Real Men Wear Pink campaign gives men a leadership role in the fight against breast cancer. Community leaders around the nation use the power of pink to raise awareness and money for the American Cancer Society's breast cancer initiatives, including innovative research, patient services, and education around screenings and risk reduction. It's one important way we're attacking cancer from every angle. Help us raise awareness and money to fight breast cancer. Join the fight at realmenwearpinkacs.org/KansasCityMo and become a candidate today. Are you ready to focus more on your golf game this year instead of enduring the process of building a brand new home? Look no further than BCI Bowen Custom Homes. They will help you determine the best opportunity for you and your family given your current situation. Do I do a remodel? Do I build the dream house I've always wanted? Your next home might be waiting for you from the many specs and furnished models they have available in Southern Johnson County. Whether you're located in Shawnee or Leawood, Mike McCown and his award-winning team are interested in helping you determine what may be best for you and your family. Again, if you're looking to spend more time on the links and eliminate the stressors of the building remodel process, call BCI Bowen at 913-444-2369 or on the web at bcibowen.com.
Hey, what's up, Golf Underground Nation? This is Brian Sullivan, co-host of the Golf Underground with the Greenside Cigar Company, here to tell you about the hot new cigars that are about taking over the golf industry. And yeah, I'm talking about the patented Birdie Stogies you guys have been seeing for sale all over the local golf courses. These cigars come highly rated and are the ultra-premium alternative to that dried-up old stick you've been using to celebrate your made birdie putts. Designed to be carried in every golf bag and saved as a reward for celebratory achievement, our cigars are bringing golfers added relaxation, fun, and perhaps maybe even a little luck. From mild to medium, smooth to sweet, we have a cigar suitable for every taste palate and golfers at all skill levels. So no matter your celebratory occasion, enjoying a victory stogie at the clubhouse after a low round, immediately after a made birdie putt, or hey, even to help you relax and simply celebrate being out in the golf course, make sure you never approach the first tee again without one of our beautiful cigars in your golf bag. So learn more and order online at greensidecigars.com or just Google the Birdie Stogie, because after all, there can only be one.
Hey,
Welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio. All right, hey, Manny.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear the piano? Just like that nice little...
God, he's beautiful, isn't he?
You know, I didn't want to play the same old "That's Just the Way It Is" and "Mandolin Rain."
That's just the way it is.
Some things will never change, you know?
He's a talented individual.
I am playing Hornsby at Swing Fit tonight, 5:30. Come on, all the listeners. Come to
fire
class.
Fire it up, boys.
Fire it up.
Yeah,
we're going to work on some biomechanical rotation, some arm speed,
yeah,
some club head speed.
Wow.
Kinematic sequencing.
Disconnect between the hips and the body. Yeah, there you go. It's that easy, boys.
Hey.
And girls.
Maddie, as I'm listening to Wardo over here, again, he's a high-level golf instructor with quite a network in the golf world. He brought it up earlier. It was sort of the humble brag how he threw up. Well, I was with Gary Woodland and a couple of kids. You see how he kind of threw that out there? Like very subtle.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was subtle, but it was beautiful.
Well,
I understand it.
Yeah, you know, because you used to do this a little bit with, you know, your other boyfriend, Tom Brady, you know, and you talk about the Kentucky Derby. So I think you had a man crush, too.
Well, he's not impressed with the Gary Woodland George Brett stuff. He's impressed that I knew his best pal from freaking California, Botsford.
Yeah,
We used to call him Fratsford. I'm sure you did too.
Oh my God, he loved the frat life. Are you kidding me? SAE, my alpha.
He is so fratty.
Right, hey, take us back because I think the number of friends you've met along the way from back in your back in your Cali days, but all through the NFL. If there's one thing people will say about you, you weren't only an all-pro quarterback, but you met a lot of buddies. But you kept a crew of really good ones from your Patriot days and beyond, and every year, I hope you still go to the Kentucky Derby. You still doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, still doing that. So how about this year? We drive up from Nashville because it's only about a two-hour, and we get up there. We got basically the same crew. There's been some additions with Edelman and Amendola and those guys, but Brady was nice enough to put it together, put the whole thing, and we go there, and, you know, it's a first-class deal. You're at the turf club. You're out right at the finish line on the turf club, and you've got all the people walking around, everything like that. So my buddy from Detroit, Fitz, was the special teams coach there, and he had a handicapper. And so he sends me his picks for the Derby. And he said, look, if it's a rainy day, bet the 20 horse, and I think it was the 8 horse. He said they're mutters. Meaning if it's a sloppy day, just bet them. So I bet $100 win, place, or show. Really, when I got up to the kiosk, I just told the guy, look, I need these bets. And I had no idea what I was betting on. So at the end of the race, I went through the things. I ripped up a bunch of them. And then I saw 20 in a win, place, or show for $100. Well, I had no idea that this horse, what his odds were, anything like that. So I go stand in that line. And after a full day of entertainment, as you can imagine, I wasn't all with it. So I'm sitting there, but I know that it's taken a long time. So I'm screaming. I'm going, what's taking so long? And everybody in front of me is like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, this crowd erupts because the 7 horse gets disqualified. That puts the 20 horse as the winner. So I'm sitting there, and I said, oh, looks like I got the winner. And these guys in front of me said, bullshit. Excuse my language. Bull, whatever. And I said, yeah, look. And they said, you got to go in front of me. And I'm like, I still don't, it hasn't hit me yet that the horse was 65-1 odd. So I walk up, I give the guy my ticket, and he goes, well, congratulations, sir. I said, for what? Well, I mean, what's the guy's odds? And he goes, 65-1. It was a great payout, to say the least. It was like a 10 grand payout. I was like, yes, this is amazing. So that was this year. So that was a good year this year. But my first year is probably what you want to hear about.
That's what I want to hear.
My first year going, we got the whole crew. It's Brewski, Vrabel, Larry Izzo, Brady. I think Moss was there, all these guys. So we all go down. We enjoy the festivities the night before. They've got a bunch of parties. They've got a Maxim party and a Playboy party and the Barnstable Brown, which is an incredible party that's put on there. And we go out to one of the parties, and it just happened that we were at a golf tournament for, like, the Playboy Mansion we went to a few weeks prior. Well, there's this gal that I was talking to there. I was engaged at the time, boys, so don't worry. I just was friendly and said hi and all that stuff. She was actually marrying Adam Archuleta. So nonetheless, I said, hey, how's it going, Heather? And she goes, who the F are you? And I said, what are you talking about? I met you a few weeks ago. And she goes, no, you didn't meet me a few weeks ago. Who the F are you? She was probably having a tough day. And so all of a sudden she got a little upset. And I said, look, I don't know what's going on. And she said something else. And so she knocks my hat off, and security rushes in, all this stuff, right? So that's the precursor. The next day we're having a great day. It's like 40 minutes before post time on the Derby. And I'm sitting there, and this cop comes up, and he taps me on my shoulder. He said, hey, are you Matt Castle? I'm like, yeah, how's it going, bud? And he goes, now you can either follow me out of here quietly, or I'll have to take you out of here physically. And I said, excuse me? What are you talking about? And he goes, excuse me, son, you can either follow me out of here quietly, or I'll take you out of here physically. I was like, well, I'll go out quietly. I don't really know what's going on. Well, he takes me through this turf club, takes me back into a janitor's closet, and pulls out his pad of paper, and he says, where were you last night? And I said, I was at one of three parties. I don't know. I was either at the Barnes Staple Brown, the Maxim, or the Playboy party. He's like, so you were at the Playboy party. You want to tell me about anything that happened there? I was like, look, sir, I didn't do anything inappropriately. I didn't touch anybody inappropriately, but there was an incident, and we have off-duty police officers with us. If anything would have happened, something would have happened at the party. He's like, well, she's saying that you sexually assaulted her. And I said, absolutely not. Well, he goes, I hate when hotshots come to our town and think that they can assault our women. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the end of my life right now. I just got engaged. I'm going into year two, and Belichick doesn't mess around. So then he says, look, son, we're going to have to go down the station and figure this out. And I was like, oh, my gosh. My whole demeanor just folded. He handcuffs me, starts leading me out, and then he starts patting me down. He says, son, you got any money on you? I was like, I don't know exactly what you're asking, officer, but I do, and if you need more, I can get some. And he goes, he starts undoing my handcuffs, and he says, hey, bud, I just want to let you know, your buddy's just put me up to this. Congratulations. Oh. Welcome to your first Derby. And from around the corner, all the guys run out and go, yeah. I was like, you son of a. Oh, dude, you talk about living the high life to a zero back to 10 in a matter of 20 minutes.
I know what I'm doing to Woodland next time we go somewhere.
Oh my god!
Just crushed me. And the best part was the next year. You know, Welker came in the next year, and that was his first year going. So they thought, oh, we'll get him. Well, he had already heard my story. So the guy comes up, taps him on his shoulder to do the same thing. He goes, "No, F you." And I was like, oh, Mr. Welker, you need to follow me out here quietly, or I'll take you out here physically. He's like, "Well, no, F you. Take me out here physically. I don't care." And the guy goes, he was stuck. He didn't know what to do. He's like, all right, then I guess I'm not doing anything. This is incredible. And they never got Welker, because Welker already knew what the scam was. And he was like, no, F you. But throughout the years, every time Brady brings somebody new with him, it's hilarious, because these guys, one guy was sick the entire night before, didn't even go out, and they came up and did it. And he was basically in tears saying, can somebody find Tom Brady? And they're filming. And the best part was they didn't film mine, because that would have been awful, right? They filmed these guys doing it, and it was incredible watching these guys break down. And they have no idea what to do, because it's the cop sells it so well. It's incredible.
Oh, my God.
So good.
By the way, that's one of the cleaner of your stories. Some of the stories.
Exactly.
Like your boy Izzo. Exactly. We can't bring the that one up. From the garage,
no.
And some of the, you can't bring that one, Rolex watches,
yeah.
And some of the others.
there's a lot of stories that might be better over a beer than on air.
Didn't Belichick have to sit you and Brady down and say, stop the war?
The Frank War, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was, it started with, I would always swing open the door to the QB room too quickly, Brady thought, because he would sit kind of close to the door, and he's like, dude, you're going to hit me. So he put his foot up against the door one day. I'm coming in with a big plate of food. It spills all over me. I was like, all right. So then I go, and I get these huge, those old-school, thick, disgusting Gatorades. They're like 50 grams of carbs, right? And I pour them into his Air Force One. And then I put some hot stuff on his underwear and did all this stuff. And then he decided that he was going to pee on my jersey before he left, because he found out. And he tried to put on my pads. So the next day, I come in, and my jersey is from practice is already on my pads, and I'm going, what in the world? Why is that? And then I smelled something. I was like, this son of a, you know what? And so I was like, all right, dude, it's on. I'm gonna go number two in your helmet. And he's like, oh. And he said, hey, Castle, you have until practice to say I'm sorry and call me Daddy Longshanks. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? Screw you. There's no way I'm going to get you back, this, that, and the other. He's like, Castle, we're in stretch lines. He says, this is the last chance. So I would not succumb to what he was telling me to do. So I come into the locker room after practice, and in front of my locker, I walk in, and there's three tires stacked up. And my other tires somewhere hidden in the facility. I go out to the. I was like, no way, and everybody's kind of laughing now, realizing what happened. I walk out. My car's on blocks. I had to get a ride to the facility for like the entire week from my buddy because he wouldn't tell me where my fourth tire was. Finally, I said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to call you. Sorry, Daddy Longshanks, whatever you want me to call him. And finally, he got it put back on my car. And I could finally drive it after that. But it all started because – and then what happened was the lineman thought it would be a great idea to blame it on me because Belichick calls us in and says, no more of this stuff. Somebody's going to get hurt, this, that, and the other. And the lineman, it just happened to be a rainy day, and we would do our walkthroughs up on the third floor of the actual stadium. And you could see down on the parking lot, and all the linemen are over there. They're laughing. They're going, oh, Castle, you got them good. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Well, the lineman filled up his car with those foam peanuts and put confetti in his air conditioning unit. So then they're trying to blame it on me, and I'm like, oh my god, this is not good. He just took off the car. I don't know what he's gonna do next. He's gonna explode my apartment or something like that. And I'm like, dude, I did not do this. This is not me. But I mean, that was the end of it because Belichick had already told us that we gotta knock it off or somebody's gonna get in trouble.
Oh my god, those are so good. All right, listen, we're going to take one final commercial break. We come back, we only have about two closing minutes. This is where we, me and Wardo tell you how much we love you and appreciate the time you
give us. Be ready for some rapid-fire questions. We usually prep our guests, but not you.
Yeah, and by the way, this segment,
perfect.
It's brought to you by Dismal River. That's the golf club that Matt Castle himself will be golfing with us on Friday. Come on back here on the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
You're listening to Golf Underground on ESPN Kansas City, 94.5 FM.
Dismal River Club is a 5-star private golf and hunting club located in the sand hills of western Nebraska. 36 holes of championship golf, including a Tom Doak design and a Jack Nicklaus design, a private runway, luxury cabins, and incredible meals prepared by their executive chef make Dismal River Club one of the nation's most unique and sought-after golf and outdoor experiences. There is truly something for everyone. Visit DismalRiver.com to get more information about the new spa activities, family activities, membership opportunities, and corporate retreat packages.
New golf clubs, big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money.
Oh, heck, I'll buy the clubs, put them in my new golf cart, watch the U.S. Open on my big screen after I play a round of golf.
Better give Star Companies, Inc. a call today to start saving big. That's Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Rod and Supply reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at early ages. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who have had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Rod and Supply, where service is a fact based on the importance they place in satisfying their customers. Stop by Rod and Supply at 1128 South Payne Street in Olathe or call 913-768-1017.
Time to cowboy up. The 8th annual Matt Mason Memorial Cowboy Up Triathlon is at Smithville Lake on August 4th. It's the most patriotic triathlon in the Midwest, remembering and honoring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Register today at cowboyuptriathlon.com. That's cowboyuptriathlon.com. This year, there will be a long and a short course. Don't forget the kids. Register your kid for the Cowboy Up Fun Run. Go to cowboyuptriathlon.com. That's cowboyuptriathlon.com. Register to race, volunteer, or donate today.
You wouldn't select a driver when you're putting on the green, just like you wouldn't choose a putter to get out of a sand trap. When choosing a club, you want to make sure you have the right tool for the job, and the same goes for selecting a wealth advisor. At Mariner Wealth Advisors, we believe in putting the client first, always. This isn't just our motto, it's our way of doing business and part of our fiduciary standard. Navigating your unique journey takes a partner who is as committed to reaching your financial destination as you are. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location and an advisor near you, and let us help you navigate your financial future.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Welcome back, Golf Underground ESPN Radio, with the one and only Matt Cassel, all-pro quarterback. We almost got him to live in Kansas City instead of Nashville. Damn you, Matthew.
They got rid of me. What do you want me to do?
But you had Sully and Wardo. I mean, that's all that matters.
He's so selfish.
You know, honestly, we would have settled there. But, you know, things happen in life sometimes where it takes you different places. You know, for me, it took me to Minnesota. Then they got traded to Buffalo and the Cowboys in the same year. Then Tennessee and one more stop in Detroit. Thank you very much.
All right. Other than Nashville, favorite city in your time there?
Kansas City, for sure. Yeah, we loved it there, and three of our children were born there, and just everything from friends, and we always talk about it, like the friends that we developed there in Kansas City were friends that we've stuck with for a long, long time, and it was an incredible experience, and the food was great, and the experience was great, and we had an incredible time there. So without a doubt, Sully's right. We would have ended up in Kansas City if it weren't for my job taking me somewhere else.
I love it. All right, are you ready for the emergency six-hole questions brought to you by Sheridan's Unforked? Eating good and feeling good.
Oh, my gosh, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You got to think, be spontaneous. You're a quarterback.
Okay, here we go.
Favorite coach to play for?
Favorite coach? Mike Mularkey.
Like it. Most feared defender that's been chasing you around the pocket?
I would have to say, who's the guy for the Eagles? There's three technique. He's a monster. I think it's, golly, what's his name? Yeah, that guy. He's really scary. There's a lot of them. Or Donald. Donald, I don't like playing against Donald either.
I like it. One word that would describe Mr. Todd Haley.
Crazy.
I would agree with that. Best quarterback other than yourself that you've played with? Can't say Brady.
Best quarterback, Matt Stafford.
Nice. Best golfer other than yourself that you've played with? Can't say Tiger.
Best golfer that I've played with?
Or Botsford.
Like from a football standpoint?
No, like best golfer that you've played with, like on tour. Have you played with any? Botsford.
No, nobody on tour. Yeah, Brian Sullivan for sure.
Yes, yes.
All right.
I try to keep the talent pool low so that it makes me feel better. Mm.
Okay. Bonus question: best football player that's the best golfer. You can't say Lawrence Tynes.
What about you? Can say Romo. That's too easy.
No,
has he played with Romo?
I don't want to say him.
Yeah, you don't want to say.
Yeah,
that.
I did. I mean. Brady's a pretty good golfer. I'm sorry. I know it sucks that we keep talking about him, but, I mean, let's be honest, he's pretty good.
I mean, can they put spikes on the bottom of Uggs? Does he do that?
He does. He
wears man Uggs.
Cold outside. Remember when we used to go out and play in 20-degree weather? That would be a great invention.
It's actually just happened. I'll send it to you. It's a buddy of mine out of Colorado. You can put spikes in anything. Last question. What three people, footballers or non, should come on this show, assuming that you've enjoyed yourself today?
We have 40 seconds.
Larry Izzo, Wes Welker, and let's see, Randy Moss should come on this show.
Oh.
You guys would love Randy.
Would you co-host with us when we do that?
Oh, you better believe I would. I'll have more questions for him than you'd ever believe.
That's it. So you're officially part of the Golf Underground now.
You are part of it, yeah. And you are coming to Dismal. Can you break away for just 36 hours with us?
If I can get away, boys, and get out, my brother-in-law is celebrating his 40th on that same weekend, so this is a tough one for me.
All right, I'll call you after the show. We'll talk about it. So listen, what a great show, Mr. Matt Cassel, a friend of Kansas City and Wardo and Sully. Love it. You've been listening to the Golf Underground, ESPN Radio.
Love you, Matt.
Love you guys. Thanks.